Okay, so let me introduce the next very special talk, and that's like especially for me, as I'm actually chief sticker officer in the company, and I was bullied into designing the sticker. But yeah, so Gianluca will guide us into what OT platform is, and like if somebody listened to my talk, this is the platform that I butcher all the time and trying to use it, and Gianluca is actually the one who builds it. So please go ahead.
Hello everyone. I am the one who builds it, but there are people in the Zoom who actually fix it. So hi, my name is Gianluca. This is the talk about a practical introduction to ET platform, because I just wanted to give, where we can speak about the hardware and the theory as much. I just wanted to say this is how you get hands-on on the project, and this is how you can see what's wrong and see what you can fix and see what you can join. Because first of all, I think we need to start by saying what we're going to talk about. First of all, I believe not everyone here knows what ET platform is. And so we're going to define it. Then we're going to see how to actually get ET platform on your machine and run it and see what you have and what you can do. And then we're going to get from ET platform, just look up to what I found this and what I found it does and what we're up to. Okay, about me, this slide is becoming very static, nothing really changed. The only two things that have changed in the past year are number 3, because I joined an Echo, and number 5, because I had zero free time to do personal project. Okay, so what is ET? The board that you see here is ET SOC 1 board. It's the development board that we actually use. It is based on the former Esperanto ET SOC 1, which is now part of Ineco, and we're planning to open source everything. The way to think about this chip, and I'm going to go later on, is essentially an accelerator based on circa 1,000 RISC-V cores, and it has incredible